Rich in Dallas, Texas, saying, if you are ready, I am ready, and I'm sure they are ready for the Android Central podcast. And now the man with the tiniest hands in the blogosphere,
Jerry Hildenbrand,
and the most burly intellectual,
Phil Nickenson,
plus friends. Enjoy, guys.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast. It's episode 31 for Thursday, September 23rd, 2010, and it is an update apocalypse. It is insane. In fact, as we are starting this live broadcast at 9 p.m. Eastern, what time is it on the West Coast, like 2 o'clock or something, we have even more updates dropping. I don't know what to do. I am Phil Nickenson. I'm your host for the madness, the craziness that is this podcast, that is this live show, that is this chat room. And with me, as always, is Jerry Hildenbrand, one of the writers from the site.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And we welcome back from his two-week odyssey across the Gobi Desert, Mickey Papillon, a.k.a. the Cell Phone Junkie.
Hey, everybody. Good to be back.
You weren't really in the Gobi Desert, were you?
No. Santa Barbara, actually. Beautiful area. Sister got married. It was a fun time, you know. It wasn't 2 weeks. The week before, I have no excuse. That week, I did get stuck in the middle of the desert, but that was in northern Arizona, so that's whatever. So I'm back this week. I rushed home to make sure I made it in time.
Well, we're glad you're back. And you actually have an Android phone again. You're what are you rocking now, the Evo? Playing with that?
Yep, I've got the Evo from Sprint, obviously. Had this for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, it's always, I think, the best way to test out a device is by taking it on a trip. And so it was actually really good to have over the last couple of weeks because I was traveling a lot with it and I got to use it just a ton. And, you know, one of the things that I do miss, and I think it just Android does it better than anyone else, is providing the hotspot service. And the Sprint hotspot app is fantastic. It's so nice and easy to use. Connect up to, what is it, 8 devices to it. And boy, I absolutely love it. It made all the difference in the world, being able to just travel around and connect other phones to it, other, you know, computers and stuff. And just works really well. And it's a phone too, by the way.
Hey, you know how they came up with, the 8 thing? This goes back to the event that we went to when they launched it, and their reps basically said our engineers were testing it until like last week, and then they emailed us and they're like, all right, 8, that's it, 8, no more, it can handle 8, tell people 8. So it sounds like they just kept connecting stuff, and that's finally what they settled on. Well, it's good you got the Evo, because we need to talk about the Evo. The Evo is one of, what are we up to, Jerry? We were just counting. 8 updates? 9 updates?
22? I don't know. Way, way more than we have time to even think about. What is it? 7?
So many OS updates this week. It's nuts. Let's start with Evo since we're already talking about it. Not the biggest update in the world, but the big thing about it that everybody is just madly in love with is that it lifted the 30 frames per second graphics cap, which for some people is a huge deal. For other people, okay, you won't even notice. What else is fixed? The calendar event editing that we've had problems with since the Froyo update. Yep. Multiple Gmail account sync.
Your second Gmail. What else? Oh, supposedly was a GPS bug that I didn't hear too much about that causes reboots that was fixed.
There you go.
I'm still waiting. Still do not have the update.
You need to go update manually, Mickey. It is so easy. It is so safe.
Mickey, root your Evo.
Root your Evo.
It's not mine.
It's not all the more reason to.
Oh, wait. We're not supposed to root phones that we're reviewing? Oh, okay.
So no comment. Hey, let me
ask
you guys
something.
That also
would mean that I'd have to turn on a Windows computer too, doesn't it?
Oh.
It's just...
No, actually, it doesn't. You just got to get it on your phone. Hey, let me ask you guys something about updates. I don't understand why people think when these updates are rolling out, why they think their location has anything to do with it. It drives me nuts to see, look, I'm all for people posting in the forums, right? But to see these forum threads just filled with, it's not here in North Dakota yet. We don't have it in Delaware. Nothing here in California. Oh, wait, we got it in Florida. It doesn't, these are mobile phones, people. It doesn't matter where you are, right?
Well, I don't know. It felt awful good for me to say Bunker Hill checking in. I mean, you know, I got it before people in Houston or Dallas, and I just felt like a champ.
What? Yeah, so it doesn't matter. I'm 99% sure it doesn't matter. Right?
I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's more to do with just the, I don't know, some sort of, you know, randomly generated sequence that figures out the serial numbers of the devices and then pushes it out or tries to find the device on the network, right? And then just goes from there.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Good to me.
That's the Evo. Probably the biggest update of the week, I think, was the Droid X. It got Froyo. It has Froyo. Yep. And it is fast as hell. I love it. I've been using the Droid X mainly to play a mini squadron and haven't put it down. Love it. I'm the only one here with a Droid X, aren't I? Anybody in the chat room have a Droid X? You guys like the X? Yeah, ooh, a lot of... How do you put hearts in the chat room? Cool. I'm not putting hearts in the chat room. I love the Droid X. The more I use it, I could really, really use this phone as like my all-day phone. It's my daily driver. Could do it. Ooh, my battery's almost dead, too.
So maybe not a daily driver.
Sad
but
panda.
Half
a daily driver. Sad panda. I've been playing with it. Actually, I haven't been playing with it all day. Oh, so we got the Droid X and Froyo. Some people have had problems with the updates, and that kind of always happens. It's hard to tell if they really just get magnified in the forums. You know, a couple people have issues, and I've had no issues. It's already been rooted. You can do the old Droid 2 method. I think they have some kind of one- or two-click methods that helps. Same old Moto Blur. Yeah. It's, you know, I haven't done another hands-on video with it because it looks exactly like that leaked Froyo build that came out like a month or so ago. And then I rolled back. If you have the leaked Froyo and you're really worried about it, there are instructions in the forums for rolling back, and that's what I followed, and it worked just fine. I know Neelai Patel from Engadget had some issues and ended up having to attach wires and electrodes and doing a seance.
Self-inflicted issues.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like it, and, you know, a lot of people are kind of giving them grief for it. I don't know. I've broken that Evo to hell and back and finally got it back. You know, Motorola phones aren't as easily hacked, right?
Well, I think Neelai's biggest problem is he didn't realize that he would eat the whole way through a battery flashing ROM after ROM, and he didn't have a backup sitting around.
Yeah.
Because from what I could see, that's what happened. He ate his battery up because even plugged in, it won't charge while it's in recovery. So I do think that's what happened, you know, to his phone.
And that's why they always tell you to make sure your battery's above 50% before you do any update, right? I mean, that's old school.
Yeah.
Even back in the Windows Mobile days.
But I get the impression that he had to do two or three times like you and I would if we had to, you know, try to roll back. And you know how that goes.
Yeah, the update went fine for me. And actually, see, Moto Blur, you can pull updates. So you say, hey, check for the update. And it checked. Worked just fine. So I still haven't officially ever gotten... No, I take it back. The Evo got pushed out last night. Well, I checked for it. Damn it. I don't know. I'm so impatient.
No, you checked for it because you got the URL. But then you said you were going to go ahead and... God, I don't remember. That was a whole night ago.
I know. That was like, that wasn't even 24 hours ago. So we got the Evo, we got the Droid X. What else? Two of the Galaxy S phones have gotten updates, the AT&T Captivate and the Verizon Fascinate. The Captivate went just fine again. All right, now here's the weird thing about the Captivate. So we found out that the update was coming out, and of course, I go to the system thingy and say, check for update, and it does its weird little thing. It says no update. So I check, you know, 5-6 hours, minutes later, and it says, you have already checked for the update. Now you must wait 24 hours.
I told you.
Mm. What That's the annoying. Crap was that? That was so annoying. But here's the thing. You could just go change the date. You couldn't change the time. But if you change the date, it worked just fine. So it's like, no, really, it's Friday now, so go ahead and check. That'd be nice. And it worked great. So I got that installed, no problem, and went outside and tested the GPS because that was kind of the big fix for it, right? It was going to fix the GPS, which it and I know the Vibrant had GPS issues. Probably I haven't had any issues with the Fascinate. It's worked just fine, so I don't know. But went out, tested it, and it looked like it locked on the satellites a little quicker and a couple more of them. You know, I have two Captivates here, so I had one that I updated, one that was not updated yet. And, you know, it was fine. Looked okay.
Yeah, you know, it's probably one of those things where if you had issues with it, you're going to see a huge change. You didn't have that many issues, so you didn't see the big changes.
The Fascinate, I can't speak to yet because I don't have the update. For some reason, my phone can't get it. And we've got a thread in the forums going on. I'm not the only one. It just refuses to update for some reason. Keeps saying it goes through some server, maybe KRACE or something. I don't know. And it just says it can't reach the server. So I'm still pretty screwed.
Isn't part of the update going to address that the phone can't update if Wi-Fi is on?
Maybe, but I've turned off Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe that's part of, you know, that's going to get fixed with the update.
But I can't get the update.
Take it to the store and let them do it on the wire.
How many different ways does that defeat the purpose?
And I understand.
And I just went to the Verizon store last week and was there for like an hour and a half. I'm not going back. Can't make me do it.
I was at the AT&T store.
That's AT&T there. Okay.
Okay.
I hate cell phone stores. I hate them with a passion. It's like, I would rather go shop for a car. I would rather go shopping with my wife.
I think you
just don't know how to navigate the store properly.
I would rather go shopping with your wives.
You just need to know when you go in the store and the first person that comes up to you, you just say,
do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? No, because they're going to ask you how they can help you. And you can say, I just got this phone and it's awesome, but I'm just here to check out this, you know, and then they'll kind of leave you alone because they know they're not going to get you to upgrade a phone. You know, but it's especially with you. I mean, you could pull out three phones from Verizon that are all droids and they're going to go, why are you even here? You know, so
was it last week? It was the day of the Fascinate launch. So I had the Fascinate with me and I had the Droid X and the Droid 2. And I had them all out like on the counter. People like looking at me.
You should have set up a little booth in front of the store.
I could charge people. I don't know what for. I could charge them.
If you come out here, I'll get your Google account synced up for you properly.
Oh, man. Well, see, that's all I was doing. I was switching between the X and the Droid 2 because I wanted to make sure. And Mickey, maybe you know this. I wasn't sure. Can you get updates on Verizon phones if they're not activated?
What, Android updates?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I thought you had to have an active cellular connection to do so.
No. Like, my Evo is not activated. Nexus 1.
Fine.
So, and yeah, I mean, I think it varies. I'm not sure. Chat room, you guys know?
Well, I guess, you know what? I get my theory is flawed because it's an active cellular connection. It's still on a CDMA phone. It still shows that there's service, even if you don't have, you know, the service tied to it versus with a GSM phone. As soon as that SIM goes dead, it's like a, you know, useless except to call 911.
Right.
And, so yeah, so maybe it's okay. Maybe you can.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone's saying everybody, no in chat.
Yeah. But that's all I was doing, and I was there for like 2 hours. And the lady's like, "Can I help you set up your Google account?" I'm like, "No, not. It's no, already set I'm up. Good. I just needed."
Do you know who I am?
That's you know who I am.
Should have just said. Hildebrand.
What?
You should have just said. They didn't call the police. Google? What's Google? I don't know.
Google?
I've never heard of what you speak.
All your phones don't have Bing.
I was hoping to get a Bing.com email address.
Yeah, see, I went there.
Is that not possible?
I went there. More updates. The Epic 4G is actually getting another one already. We heard back from them. There's been this longstanding thing, and I've been following it for a couple weeks now, and we hadn't written about it, that upload speeds over 3G on the Sprint Epic 3G appeared to be capped either artificially or accidentally or something at about 150K. And that's, you know, that's slow for upload speeds, even on 3G, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, just nobody could figure it out. And everybody was using the speed test app. I did it with the FCC app, and it still looked kind of slow. So I'd been talking with Sprint about it for a little bit, and then they hit us up, was it yesterday? Say a fix is coming. So they've been working with Samsung on it, and I don't know what they're fixing, but they're fixing something. That's a big deal.
They're probably fixing. They're fixing the probably the radio stack that you have in the device.
I'm sure.
I mean, that's all it is. Obviously, every other device is working perfectly. Every other Galaxy S device is working perfectly, you know, including the Verizon version. And so it's like, you know, it's obviously something that they did. You know,
maybe that was
although
the trade.
I heard about that.
The Epic gets GPS, everybody else gets uploads.
Right, exactly. And 4G.
Yeah, know, and this was totally separate from the 4G. The 4G worked fine. So a fix is coming. Don't know when. Hopefully soon. I hope. Maybe. It'd be nice.
It's coming.
It's coming.
They're going to get it as fast as they can. Even, like, you know, the Vibrant, it's going to get it just as fast as it can get pushed out. Mm-hmm. There's too much on the line for it to be forgotten.
I'd be interested to know, is there any sort of correlation with locations, or is this happening around the country? Obviously, it sounds like it's a 3G upload issue. So if you're in a 4G area, it's not an issue. But if you turn 4G off, if you're not in an area, does that change it? I mean, there's so many different variables. That's what's hard about these issues.
Yeah, it's device wide. It affects everybody.
Everyone. Okay.
Yeah, I know somebody that was using Sprint International roaming in Barbados, or I think it was Barbados or Bermuda, and they had the issue there as well.
But I saw a lot
they're
of people
doing speed tests when they're internationally roaming. That's stupid.
But, I saw a lot of people in Chicago said it was just fine there, though. So it was really weird.
Huh.
I think a lot of that is just fine if you don't do a lot of uploading. It is just fine. You know, 150K is more than enough to send an email or something.
An email, yes, but browsing the web, to send that request, you know, the latency is one thing, but you still need to have that request sent pretty fast. And, you know, if you're doing anything with uploading photos, those are edge speeds.
That's ridiculous. That's going to kill you, yep.
It's terrible. That's one of the things that turned me away from the iPhone for so long, because I'm like, guys, fix the HSUPA issue. It's stupid, you know?
Well, they did. They just waited for you to get rid of yours.
I know. I know.
We'll teach you, Mickey.
What else? The Sprint Hero is getting an update. It's not an update to Froyo. Sprint has already said that's not going to happen. And in fact, I believe they mentioned Jerry by name and said, Jerry, you were wrong. Oh, wait, that was me.
It probably did. That son of a...
It's getting a maintenance update. What was it? It's going to speed up the dialer. Was the dialer always that slow? I never used a Hero.
If you have a stock Hero and you don't monkey with the memory settings in the kernel, the dialer and the keyboard are pretty rough.
It's going to fix the dialer. It's going to fix a GPS reboot issue. Apparently there was.
Oh, see, I thought that was the Evo. Everybody that's listening, that's another thing Jerry got wrong. I thought the Evo was the one with the GPS. So many phones!
It's not the Evo. It was, or was it the Evo? Damn it, what was the other phone? No, it's the Fascinate that if you were on if you have the GPS on, or was it when you have Wi-Fi on, and then you hit the search button, it drops the call. There's bad stuff going on out there. Just a lot of bugs.
Yeah,
I saw an interesting story this week asking if phones are being released buggier, and not necessarily just phones, but consumer electronics in general.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, in the haste to get them out. I don't know. I mean, there's so many little things that go into all this now, right?
But if they don't push it out, everybody, where is it? Where is it? And then where's my update? And then they get the update and it's got bugs and, it, you know, it's a losing battle. They do need time to get stuff done if you want relatively bug-free products.
So good news.
Yes.
My Evo is updating now.
Hey!
Hi!
Still nothing on my Fascinate.
To do it now.
Its battery's almost dead, too. How about the Samsung Moment?
If any phone needed an update, that's the one.
Or a shot in the head, but that works,
I don't know.
Too.
Did you ever use one?
Huh?
Did you ever use one?
Yeah,
you
I know, had
for
one.
More than a minute and a half?
I had one for like a month or so, and never actually wrote a review on it. It was kind of when I was getting my feet wet with Android. This update fixes the airplane mode issue, and that's the huge one. People have been complaining about that forever.
Yep, since day one.
Fixes the Skyfire browser power cycle issue. Interesting. I mean, you don't often see fixes listed like that that address a particular app.
Right.
But cool. Adds a select all option to bulk Bluetooth contact push. Great. Nice.
Well, I hope they get it fixed, because I know you don't like bottom end Android phones, and by now the moment is on the bottom. You know, let's be honest. But it's a solid, nice feeling little phone.
Oh no, it was actually. I like the keyboard a lot. I mean, the problem is
yes, and the screen. You know, yeah. You know, this was before all these new fangled, fancy, big city screens. But it's nice.
Yeah, I mean, I went from like using the Droid to picking up the moment. And it's like, oh, okay. But like the shell itself, you know, the keyboard and the screen and the buttons were fine. It was just underpowered at that point. So you got the moment. How about the LG Ally? It got a maintenance update.
Well, and there you go laughing again. I like the Ally. I love the keyboard on the Ally.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm laughing because it's like update number 12.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
for the night.
Just going to, you know, just show the Phil hate.
I hate all Ally. Phones. I know I do. Except for
that's right.
Mickey and I were talking earlier. I have 10 phones here right now. I have 10 Android phones. You ready? All right. So I got the Droid 2, the X, all four Galaxy S phones, an extra Captivate, an Nexus 1, and an Evo. I think that's it. That's 10. Plus the Touch Pro 2, if you want to throw that in there.
You never got an HD 2, did you?
No. Well, I've used one. Dieter's got one.
You could put Android on that, too.
And actually,
you
could have like a over the weekend, and I meant to write this up for us and just hadn't gotten to it. Over the weekend, the final builds of Android for the Windows Mobile crowd came out, and so I put it back in the Touch Pro 2, and it works. It boots up all right, and it's okay for, like, email. I tried loading, I think I put Fruit Ninja on there, and it is so slow. It's like slow motion slow. You know, and obviously the graphic stuff isn't going to work, right? It's not supposed to, but wanted to try it. So,
and that's, it's back 2-year-old hardware too that wasn't designed for it. So,
yeah, well, I mean, it was announced at Mobile World Congress 2009, and we didn't get it here till about a year ago. So, but it was interesting. It was a nice little experiment, and I hadn't played with it on that hardware in a while. So it's good to see people hacking it on there. Obviously with the HD 2, it works better. In fact, we've seen, we'll talk about it in a minute, but the new Sense has already been ported over to the HD 2. So that's cool. Is that all the updates? Oh no, it's not.
That's right.
You know what that sound is?
That's
breaking news.
Breaking news.
The Nexus One just got one. Or is getting one. Looks like it's FRG83. Big props to Anthony for emailing that into us. And I believe our boy Sean is writing that up as we podcast. I have no idea what's new in it. Can't tell.
Let's take a guess. I say stage fright. I'm sure Google buckled and they reverted all their changes so that streaming audio works as it did before.
Ooh, I hope so.
So I bet that's one of the fixes.
That needs to be one of the fixes. I think they added Bing.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope they took Google Maps off and it's all Bing.
I went there. Let's see. I'm peeking at the story before we publish it. Android version 2.2.1.
Ooh.
And in fact, that's what it says on the build prop is 2.2.1. Interesting. Build number FRG83. Cool.
I like it. I'll be FRG.
And that's all we got so far. So I've got Cyanogen on here. I'm not sure I'm going to roll my Nexus One back because it's a big pain in the butt.
You will.
Huge pain in the butt. I might.
You will.
We'll see.
You will.
See how late I feel like staying up tonight. And I think that's all the updates, huh?
I do believe you've got them all covered now. Unless another one comes out before we finish.
Wouldn't surprise me. It's early yet.
The Behold 2. Maybe we'll get a Froyo update for the Behold. I'm sorry.
What about the Vibrant? We're still waiting on the Vibrant.
Right.
The Droid 2 could get another update. I don't know. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to post this real quick. Breaking news. Breaking news.
So how's your update going, Mickey? Is it rebooted yet?
I have actually had two reboots happen so far. And
radios.
I'm letting the software install.
And actually, it's not uncommon to have radio updates kind of hang a little bit.
Right. So. Well, a lot of times they're designed that they have to reboot twice because there's two radios in the Evo.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if mine did it twice last night or not, because I went ahead and let the OTA go through just so I could see what it was like. Then I instantly rooted and put the old radio back on. I don't like the new radio.
Now I'm just sitting here staring at a screen that says 4G, which is kind of ironic because I'm in a town without 4G, right? So,
oh, you don't have any there in Phoenix?
Come on. No, we'll get it round about, like, you know, mid next year, I think.
Probably before I do.
Well, maybe. If they could just make the network run on horny toads and tarantulas, you'd be right there.
Yeah, Sprint's about to get lapped by the competition when it comes to 4G. So,
yeah, the more I hear about LTE, and actually we had a little bit of a to-do over the weekend. I got a tip that the Verizon CFO was spotted with an Android phone that had LTE on it and had like LTE symbols. And the guy's like, it's an LTE phone. He's got it. Still not expecting to see LTE, especially phones, before the end of the year. But I'm still hearing when Verizon flips the switch, it's going to be a hell of a switch. And there's just going to be, and we've seen those other stories that LTE is going to be in, you know, all the major football cities. By this time next year, it's going to be all over the place.
Mm-hmm. A little part of me inside, you'll hear my little tiny heartbreak. LTE, I don't know. I just like open standards. So a little part of me inside is rooting against it, but it'll be nice to have high speed, you know, data access for everybody.
Well, and honestly, I mean, yes, there will obviously be some phones that are out there, but it's going to be primarily, you know, USB cards or USB sticks, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, MiFi style devices to start, and we'll look for phones early next year, but they're not ready for prime time yet. Look at how the 4G rollout went with Sprint. I mean, we saw 4G USB sticks, we saw the Overdrive, then we saw the Evo. So
yeah, it was like they, you know, the live testing is what it was. You know, I basically was told when I got my Overdrive that, you know, this doesn't really work all that great yet, but we've got fixes.
So that was the biggest hockey puck out there. I used it on a drive. It was actually kind of interesting. I drove from Minneapolis to Arizona, which is about 1,600 miles, 25 hours, and had Joey, my cohort on the Cell Phone Junkie, with me. And we had an Evo in the car, and so one person would be driving, the other person would be sitting there, you know, playing on the internet or doing whatever. That thing probably rebooted on us every 30 minutes. It was so annoying. And then a software update came out for it a couple of weeks later after that. This was back in April.
Yeah.
And it seemed to do a little bit, but I don't know. Like, that thing was just, I was not a fan. Plus, I never saw it in 4G. I still have not seen actual 4G speeds. I'm looking forward to maybe coming across some pocket of it in San Francisco in a couple of weeks at CTIA, but who knows?
They'll shut it off when they hear you're coming.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of weird because the only place even anywhere local to me that I've ever seen 4G is in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And the coverage in Baltimore is amazing because that was like Sprint's test bed. And, you know, that's what they use for their numbers and stuff. So they keep it really good. And even before the second firmware update on the Overdrive, mine worked pretty good in Baltimore.
Hmm.
Everywhere else, even on 3G, it would reboot anytime the temperature got above 20 degrees. But in Baltimore, it was okay.
I used it with, clear with like a data stick in Vegas. And I can't, MiFi is so slow. I mean, I love Verizon. Yep. Verizon's fine, but the difference is just huge. Let's move on to a little bit more, some other hardware news out there. The T-Mobile G2 is going to be available October 6th. Pre-orders start tonight in about 4 hours, Thursday night, midnight, Friday,
Is it midnight yet?
Do we have pricing? Almost. I don't remember pricing. We might have pricing. Do we have pricing?
I don't know. I honestly don't remember.
We're looking like $150, right? That's what everybody's seen, $150, $200.
Yeah, everybody was pretty sure it's going to be. We do got the $499 full price. So it's going to be about $200.
Actually, $500 off contract wouldn't be bad at all. The Droid 2 World Phone. Droid Life got a picture of it. It's the Droid 2, only it's white. Back of it's white. It's got GSM, so you can take it overseas. The Droid Airs is not getting Froyo. That's not a big surprise to anybody, right? Nobody. What do you think about this LG Vortex? That's the code name. We don't know if that's going to be final on Verizon. We've seen it with Verizon Bing. Branding, and we've seen it with Bing. Yes.
I mean, you asked what I thought. That's all I can think is Bing.
Well, and speaking of Bing, and we'll jump around a little bit, but the HTC Lexicon, which we also think is the Merge, that one with the big red keyboard, the RU leaked out for it, you know, the HTC update software. And so we ripped it apart. And what did you find in there, Jerry?
Bing! And that's the rest of my heart breaking. Bing.
And I'll tell you guys now, I've heard other rumors that the that Verizon's version of the Galaxy Tab, Samsung's tablet, also is
bingified. Don't you dare.
I hope not.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. That's what I've heard.
Well, the thing, and I know we'll get to it in a little bit, the Merge, whatever, Lexicon, whatever they're going to call it, Bing on it means another thing that nobody's really talked about. It won't be Droid branded.
Right.
So that means it's not going to get pushed. There's not going to be as many people working on updates. That just really hurts me.
Well,
because it looks like a really sweet phone.
And that means Verizon probably won't push it. I mean, the Fastnate is a great phone, all things being equal, right? The hardware's great. Right. They tweaked a lot of the software problems that the other phones had had at launch. Except for this Bing thing, it's a damn near perfect phone. And you go into the store on launch day, I think they had like a couple signs outside, but it's on the side of the wall, you know, in the store where I'm at. It's on the side of the wall, no fanfare at all. Nobody's wearing t-shirts. There are no balloons. And that's that. And it's such a big deal Samsung has made, and rightfully so. Because it's a hell of a phone. Just to see Verizon treat it like just some other phone that they have is just sad.
Yeah, and you know, you want as many people at Verizon to be there if there's issues and problems. And I could be wrong, but I just, you know, sometimes I worry if it doesn't say Droid, they don't have the money to put manpower on issues.
It's interesting. I don't know. What else? Virgin Mobile's getting the Samsung Intercept. Cool.
The Flip Out. Yeah.
The Motorola Flip Out. Looks like it's delayed. We haven't actually followed this up yet, but Engadget had another post that followed their initial post saying maybe it's dead, maybe it's delayed, and now they're being told it's still on track for the holidays. Hopefully, maybe.
And this is where Jerry gets in trouble for not reading the blog. That's why I was at AT&T on Sunday to look at the Flip Out. Yeah, it was supposed to be there, and I just missed the story. So I'm standing there at AT&T talking to some little girl, you know, nice little girl, talking about a Flip Out. Flip what? So, yeah.
Sigh. Dell is rumored to be working on a 7-inch tablet and then a 10-inch tablet as well. Cool? Not cool?
That's going to be fun.
We'll have bangs.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. Makes a lot of work for a lot of people. But yeah,
They need to get the streak updated.
I don't know. If they're building a 7-incher and a 10-incher, and you know they're focusing on some high end supposedly phones for Android and Windows Phone 7, you know how much money do they want to put into the streak? Get all the bugs fixed, and
they got to get the pricing.
What they'll do?
They got to get the pricing right. I mean, the Galaxy Tab pricing is still up in the air and it's still pretty high in Europe, right? I mean, if it's anything more than $500 or $600 outright, that's just too much. Plus, you know, contract stuff. Nobody's going to buy. I know we've talked about this before, but nobody's going to buy the things. So we'll see. I'm worried about it. I'm really worried about it. Here's one Mickey's going to love. Sprint Zero plans. They are
excited about that.
They are launching Ciro Premium, which opens things up to high-end devices. For a long time, if you wanted to get, say you wanted to get the Epic 4G on Sprint and you had a Ciro plan, they would have to move you off of it. And that means, mm-hmm. I mean, Mickey, do you remember how much, or do you still have your Ciro plan, how much you paid? I think Malatesta from the WMX broadcast, WM Experts podcast, was paying like $20 a month for his Ciro plan.
Nah, it's $30. Okay. And still. It's 500. But yeah, I mean, the plan is incredible. For those that don't know Ciro, it stands for Sprint Employee Referral and Option. And the plans came out about 2 years ago, and they put together these plans that were just fantastic. The low end starts at $30 a month. That gives you 500 anytime minutes, unlimited mobile to mobile, unlimited night and weekend starting at 7. Okay, so you're like, well, that's not bad. But get this, unlimited texting and unlimited data and all the funky Sprint services, all for $30. You can then bump yourself up to $50 a month, which will give you 1,250 minutes. And with all of that stuff as well. So some really, really good deals there. And, you know, they wanted to encourage people to, you know, if they wanted to get, you know, if they were Sprint employees, to get other people that they knew on their plans. So they ended up putting together these plans, and those were great until smartphones came out. And then they said, well, you know, you kind of use a lot of data. So, yeah, we're not going to let you use the plan. And so if you wanted to get yourself, like Phil mentioned, if you want to get some sort of Android device or one of the, you know, the WebOS devices, that you couldn't do it. They just said, you're going to have to switch off. And so a lot of people gave up on Ciro and said, okay, fine. I personally have a BlackBerry Bold 9650 on my plan, which they have a very super secret, we don't tell you about it option that you can get, which is called the BIS add-on, which is a $10 option. So my plan is now $40 instead of the $30. Well, that's kind of, that secret has gone away essentially now with the Ciro premium plans that they're going to offer now. And, you know, I posted this one up on the site about a week ago, and it's been the number one story on the site so far. Just everybody's been loving this, the fact that this is coming out October 1st. If you still have a Ciro plan and you're just hanging on for dear life like I was, you have an option now. You can get yourself an Android device. You can get that Evo 4G. However, big caveat with this.
Yeah.
Not only is it $10 more for one of these premium devices, but if you decide to go with a 4G device, either the Evo 4G or the Epic 4G, you're paying an additional $10 on top of that, same as you would for any other plan. So you're going to essentially pay $20 more a month, which is a 66% increase in a plan price, which means Mickey will not be getting himself a 4G Android device.
Oh my God. I can see you on the
stories that I've heard of people, like things they would do to keep their Ciro devices. Like they would call during a certain time of the day, or like they would find out when certain people worked in the call centers and stalk them. And just crazy stories just to keep Ciro.
Hey, for $40 a month for everything that's there. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's amazing. It's a great plan.
I have to agree. I dumped my $30 and BlackBerry add-on to get the Hero without batting an eye because I had been wanting an Android phone for ages. Yeah.
But you know what? So, Here's the deal. If you're not enjoying the device that you have, then there's no point in keeping it. So I don't blame you at all. And in fact, a lot of people, especially those that are Android lovers, they, you know, jumped ship months ago, or maybe almost up to a year ago now, you know, to get something else that, you know, that was out there. You know, obviously the Moment came out about this time last year. It was last October when it was announced at CTIA. And that at the time was a device for people like, shoot, I gotta move over to this thing.
Right.
And, you know, so, and as time has gone on, more and more people have left. And so they finally said, yeah, you know, let's make it work. We'll give you, you know, for $10 more, you can get yourself a device. And, you know, that's great. But yeah, for $20 more, no, thank you.
Well, now I think the total, what their new Ciro Plus is 50, right? Or is it 55?
It's,
and then 10, something. And then, you know, $10 more for the Evo or the Epic. It's still $20 cheaper than not having the Ciro plan.
It's okay. So let's take the basic plan, that $30 plan, 500 minutes, you know, and 7 p.m. night and weekend, unlimited everything.
Mm-hmm.
You add $10 for the premium, which means some sort of smartphone device. And then you add $10 more on top of that for essentially, I'm gonna say it's 4G service. I don't care what Sprint calls it, YouTube, HQ, whatever. It's for the 4G because they need the funds to build out their network. So for that, it's essentially $50 for what you can get for $30 on just a regular phone. But what are you gonna do with a regular phone? You're gonna make calls. What are you gonna do on the web? You're gonna check the weather, your sports scores. Like, what are you gonna do on WAP? You know, I mean, you can't do anything. So that's why it's okay, I think, for them to charge an additional $10. I'm not happy about the $10, but I'm really not happy about $20, so they're not getting that for me.
See, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I just noticed that, you know, it's $20 cheaper than no zero plan. So I see the good in everything.
Whatever.
I want to talk about the Gmail update. This is a big deal for a couple reasons. Number one, it's got some cool updates, right? It tweaks the previous update even more to where the reply and forward buttons have been moved up. And actually, they're kind of like, not drop downs, but to forward an email, you got to push a little menu type button, and then you get even more options. It's kind of cool. I'm still getting used to it. There's some green on there. They changed the color a little bit. But the bigger deal, I think, is that it's separate from the OS now. So they can update it outside the OS. And remember, Engadget had that story probably 2, 3, 4 months ago about how supposedly that was Google and Android's big plan to get updates pushed out faster to take some of that stuff out of the OS so that the carriers didn't have to worry about updating it.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
Yeah. What else is next?
The market's still left. The market's still in gray.
Yeah.
And it probably will stay that way, I think.
Going to have to, you think?
I think so. You can't make it too easy, or then you have Jerry's refrigerator, Kmart tablet, with just put the market on an SD card and load her up, you know, and Google doesn't want that. So
you want to talk real briefly about the root email password thing that you and Corey worked on over the weekend?
Okay, real briefly. If you are rooted and you have an application that can get root permissions, it can read the databases in your phone, and most of the phones out there, except the new Motorola phones and the new HTC phones, store all your email passwords in plain text, including Exchange passwords. You know, is it a big, huge, monstrous deal? No, not really. It's a problem if somebody steals your phone, you know, and pulls it off. Even if you're not rooted, I can steal your phone and root it and take the data off. But it's a bigger problem if somebody with, you know, an agenda builds an application and tells you, hey, check this out. You can get this for free and put this app on. And really all the app does is read that database and send them your email passwords. That's what concerned me the most. And it's been reported to Google. They have said, you know, this is why we did it that way. And now they're discussing what they can and can't do to fix it. If you're rooted, be careful what you install, and you'll be fine.
And that's kind of the moral of the story.
Right. And this is a perfect example of why we always say that. So that's why we wanted to make sure everybody out there, you know, had a chance to look at how that works.
The SwiftKey keyboard is out of beta. It's in the market now for like $1 right now. Still a hell of a keyboard. I like it a lot. I love Swipe too, but probably the SwiftKey keyboard, Swipe, and the HTC keyboard are my top three.
Yeah, I like SwiftKey. I played with Swipe a little bit while I wasn't feeling good, but I'm back to SwiftKey and Vlingo. I just like the way it finishes my sentences for me.
So we talked about the HTC Desire HD ROM that leaked out, and they're porting it all over the place now. It's on the HD2, it's on the Droid Incredible and the Desire. They're working on the Evo if it's not ported already. They're real close. And I've been watching Paul O'Brien from Motoko. I've been watching him on Twitter, and apparently this thing is huge. And, you know, I guess, do we have that one? No, it's the G2. Is it the G2 ROM? The Lexicon ROM. That was it. That's huge. It's like 420 megabytes. It's ginormous. So these looks like these new Sense ROMs are going to be pretty big and going to be interesting to see how many of the older phones, and by older, including like the Nexus One in that group, they'll be able to port to.
I'll go a step further and include the Evo and the Incredible in older and might not get the new Sense. It's just too big to fit.
Right. We'll see. So, you know, and there's been no official word on if the older ones will. And it wouldn't. I think you're right. Wouldn't surprise me.
You know, what can you do? If it doesn't fit, it just doesn't fit. And we can get mad and carry on, but it might be that way. Yeah. And then again, since I said it, it'll probably be wrong. So everybody cross your finger.
Adobe Air for Android might go live on October 8th. Got a little leak on that. That would be nice to see. I'm looking forward to some Air apps. Adobe fixed that Flash Player security hole we talked about last week, so good on them, and they did it in less than a week. Twitter for Android was updated. Twidroid 4, this is a cool update to a Twitter app. Kind of turns it into new Twitter, so when you turn your phone sideways, you have tweets on the left side, and say somebody sent out a twit pic with their tweet, the picture will appear in a preview on the right-hand side. Seismic kind of does the same thing. You get a tiny little thumbnail, but Twidroid does a really nice job with it here. It's going to look awesome, like on a tablet.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to look really nice on tablets.
The only thing missing there is a little bit better pinch to zoom and panning controls, which I'm sure they can work on. Mm-hmm. And I can never get any YouTube videos to play inline. So I filed a bug report, and everybody else do that too. Let them know what doesn't work or they can't fix it.
You can now upload photos to Flickr via the browser. Before, what you had to do was email them, and you know, you get a dedicated email address to send them to, and that works fine. But I would still rather see a real app with real, you know, photo and gallery integration. But this will do for now. The SiriusXM app was updated to fix that Froyo audio codec bug. So if you're a satellite radio fan, there you go.
Double Good Twist for is you, updated. Sirius.
Yes, I love Sirius. I can't live without Sirius.
Well, I just love watching another company move forward instead of trying to... Well, you know how I feel about that. I'll just shut up. I got myself in enough trouble.
They still need to put it in the market, though. I don't know why they who knows? I have no idea why they haven't done that. Double Twist was updated now with internet radio and playlist editing. Good for them. And talk for a second, Jerry, about this Android UI utilities thing. And Mickey can probably talk to some of this too from the iPhone side. You know, Android kind of suffers from the same thing that Windows Mobile did, in that there's not a unified set of buttons and just kind of design standards that the iPhone, you know, you have to use, you must use, right?
Right.
And so what does this utility thing do?
Well, first off, they're not making anybody use it. Android lets you do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But it's a third-party guy just has, you know how if you hit the menu button while you're on your home screen, the icons that pop up all look a certain way. Or if you go into your app drawer, the icons are all a certain size and have shading. And Android has published standards of, you know, this is what we make ours look like. This guy took that, built on it, and made some really handy tools, because not every programmer is good at Photoshop. I mean, that's just the facts. So there's really nice tools that make it easy to make everything look kind of the same. And that doesn't mean that everything is going to be a square icon with a, you know, a white edge like we see in other devices. But it's, you know, it's good to have some things, especially other UI elements. When I hit the menu button in an application, I would like to have everything be that nice light gray with dark gray text. The icons all look the same. I think that's a great thing, and I hope a lot of developers go on board with it.
Mickey, do you think that's a good move? Do you think that kind of goes against Android? And
I don't know. I mean, I don't. You know, I see it a little bit on the iOS side, but, you know, I don't think too much about it. I don't see it as being a problem, that's for sure. So, I don't know. I don't think there's a need to have that unified look, but, certainly it is nice in instances. I'm more about the functionality. As long as the functionality is doing the same thing across the apps, then I think it's all right.
And that's what I voted on the poll too, but I have to be honest. As long as it works, I'll deal with. I use Fring. That says it all.
Well, you cheated. You made the poll.
Well, I know. That's why I put in what I wanted to vote. If you had made the poll, you could have put Jerry's a monkey on there, and it would have gotten millions of votes.
All right, you guys want to do some emails and voicemail?
Sounds good.
All right.
We shall start with Eric.
Hey guys, this is Eric from East Tennessee. Enjoy the show. I was just mowing while listening to episode number 30. Jerry said something very curious that made me stop and kind of ponder it. He said he'd be happy almost with a device with no operating system on it, that he could just go out and download an operating system. And it got me thinking, could that be the future of devices where you just go and you buy the hardware and then you just suck down whatever operating system you want into it? As far as Android goes, y'all have a good day. Enjoy the show.
Well, if you're Mozilla, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that thing that they released today, that concept phone thing. That thing looks awesome. We'll have a link in the show notes to that, guys.
The Homer.
It's concept, I understand. But that's that is the future. That's a flying car.
Yep.
There was that other project out there, and the name escapes me, that was essentially this, right? You could buy the hardware and then pick your OS to put on it.
Oh my God, now I can't think of it either.
Chat room, you guys remember? I don't remember. Oh, I forget what it was. They don't remember. I don't see it happening though. There's too much money.
The carriers won't allow it.
Right.
No matter what, the Nexus One can almost be that. You have to use the Linux kernel to get it to boot. After that, you can do whatever you want with it if you know how to program for the hardware. But if you want the cellular radio to work, you're going to have to cooperate with AT&T or T-Mobile.
OpenMoco, was that it? Somebody in the chat room says?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Well, we can dream, can't we?
Yep.
All right, let's move on.
Yes. Totally jumped on you. I'm sorry. Nope. Just say, can you imagine the average consumer buying a device that doesn't have an operating system on it?
They wouldn't know what the hell to do with it.
No.
Exactly.
Yep. You can buy computers that way now and nobody does it.
Yeah.
Here's how it goes down to the store. Well, you can get this phone over here and then have your choice of operating system. You can have Android, which is Linux-based, or you can have Windows Mobile, which is based on the new XNA platform. And, hey, what's that over there? That's the iPhone. I'll have that. Thank you.
GBs.
It has GBs.
Wi-Fi's.
Yep.
All right. Here comes Mark.
Hi, guys. This is Mark from St. Paul. Was wondering about WAV file playback. A lot of Cisco voicemail systems these days will send voicemails to you via email in a WAV format. And before the Froyo updates, that was playable through your email and the media player on any of the Android phones. Now with the Froyo updates, notice this on the Incredible and the Droid, original Droid especially, but I've seen in the forums that other phones are having this problem as well. The WAV playback doesn't work, and people are being forced to download a third-party app to play back those WAV files. I'm wondering if this is even on Google's radar screen for getting fixed and being integrated into the default media player or not, as it's pretty much annoying for the enterprise users out here, and I've had to download a $2.98 app for several of my coworkers now. I appreciate any feedback you guys have on that, and great podcast. Keep it up. Thanks, guys.
I tell you, that's actually the exact way we get all these voicemails is through our PBX system, and they get emailed to me as waves, and I had to buy like a $5 app to listen to them on the phone if I want to. Don't necessarily have to or want to, but yeah, it should do that by default. Maybe this 2.2.1 update, the Nexus One just got, will fix that. Maybe
we'll see. I don't know if it's a, you know, is it a bug or is it something that, you know, we don't want to support the closed and we'll go with more support for Ogthior or whatever. Who knows? I haven't heard anything about it, but it's possible. We'll know later tonight if it works, because I'll check.
Yeah. All right, here comes Robert.
Hi, this is Robert calling from my Samsung Fascinate. It's my first Android phone, and I'm loving it. Got a question I haven't been able to find the answer to, and that's whether, assuming that I'm connected to my home Wi-Fi network, is there any way from an Android phone to access Windows shares? So, like, if there's a text file or a media file sitting on my Windows computer, any kind of client I could run on the Android phone that would let me access that? And if so, is that something that would require rooting, or is there an app that can do it? Haven't been able to find a clear answer to that, so I'd appreciate any guidance. Thanks.
That was a good question.
Yep. And it's easy to answer. That makes it double good. E-Strongs or Astro. You just do it over Wi-Fi and browse Windows shares.
Oh. I was going to say,
it takes a little like
Dropbox, but
yeah. But if you want to take a little bit of time and set up your PC with, you know, with a shared folder and make a real Windows share, the two most popular file managers will actually connect and browse without a problem. I do it here at the house.
There you go. Mickey doesn't use Windows.
No.
I just like to point that
out. Sort of. Sometimes. Sometimes.
When he has to.
I've been there. I've realized that I almost have to now, so I'm going to learn to love it.
Windows 7 isn't bad, but...
Windows 7 isn't bad. Windows 7 was my idea.
I saw your commercial, man.
Wow.
All right, so here comes Aaron, and actually, we're going to do this voicemail in two parts, because he's got it in two parts, and they're both really good parts. So we will listen to the first part, and then we will answer it, and then we will listen to the second part.
Hi, guys. My name is Aaron. I'm calling from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I just have a couple of questions for you guys. I have a long commute to work, and on most days, I listen to podcasts that I download onto my Droid Incredible. I don't have Bluetooth in my car, so I connect the phone to my car's line-in plug using the headphone jack on my phone. Because every recording has a different audio level, I usually need to keep my car speakers turned up pretty loud to hear everything at a decent volume. But when I get a phone call, the ringtone blasts through my car at full volume, which is really, really loud, especially when I've already got things turned up on the car stereo. My Incredible is rooted, but I'm not running any custom ROM, so I still have the Froyo version of Sense on the phone. Do you know of any apps or settings that would force system sounds like ringtones and notifications to play through the regular phone speaker when the headphone jack is being used to avoid making me go deaf while I'm driving to work? Any help on that would be really great.
You got an answer for that, right, Jerry?
Yes, two answers. I know the Incredible, you probably like Sense. But if you wanted to switch to Cyanogen Mod, I do believe there's a setting in there that tells you where to send the notifications and ringtones, which speaker to send it to. I found that out after you and I had talked about this earlier.
Hmm.
If you don't want to go that route, I don't know of any program that'll actually do that to send it to, you know, which speaker you want. But Tasker is an awesome application, and you don't have to be rooted, even though you are. You could tell Tasker that when I plug something into my headphone jack, switch my ringtone to this, which you could have recorded a softer ringtone, or turn my volume for notifications down. You can do just about anything with Tasker. It's like $4, $5. So, you know, it's not cheap, not free, but you know, it's only $5 if it works. So something you should have a look at.
What about this? In Froyo, and probably in 2.2.1 and maybe before, right, you have volume settings for, you know, system sounds, whatever. And then you have volume settings for media. And it drives me nuts that there are two different volumes. But wouldn't that do it too?
I'm not sure. Well, first off, you have to have a third-party application to access those, and that drives me batty while we're on that note, that you can't just hit a button and it's built into the operating system to, you know, set and change all your stuff.
Sure it is. I'm doing it right now, right? Well, no, I'm sorry. You're right. The app has to access the media volume.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that drives me batty. But, I'm not sure if that'll work. That's a good idea, though. You could use... Everybody in the chat saying Audio Manager Pro. That's what I use too. It might do it. Let's find out here. This is live, flying by the seat of your pants, people.
Well, I have a good option for. I mean, I do. I have an answer for him, and that's leave his phone on vibrate all the time, and you don't really have a problem.
Aww.
Actually, that's what I do. I just leave it on vibrate all the time.
It looks like it'll do it. I'm sitting here monkeying with it. If you set your media volume up high. Mm-hmm. And set your system volume up high and put your alerts and your ringer down low. You can't hear this, can you? So there you go. And I have system volume and media, alarm, and voice call cranked the whole way up. And ringer and the alerts are down low. So that should do it. Well, no, because it's still going to send it out over his... I'll shut up now. I will shut up now. That will do it.
Since we've spent way too much time on the first part of Aaron's question, let's listen to the second part.
Secondly, I just had a little other story that you might be interested in. I was at my local Verizon store this weekend helping my mom upgrade to an Incredible of her own, and the sales rep at the store asked me if he wanted us to install Advanced Task Killer right there on the spot, or if we wanted to install it ourselves after we got home. Apparently, the sales reps at least my store are not only advising every new Droid phone customer to install Advanced Task Killer, but for people who don't know any better, I guess like my mom or someone who might not be too familiar with the Android systems, they're installing it right there at the store. Now, I know what you guys think about Task Killers on the newer phones, especially with Froyo, but is this a common thing at carrier stores? Or people like putting Task Killers on right on the spot just to see what happens? I don't know. I'm interested to hear what you guys think about that. Well, thanks a lot, guys, and keep up the good work.
What do I think about that? No! Verizon, don't do the no.
No, don't, I mean, don't single Verizon out.
Right. Not just Verizon. Nobody should do that. Oh, my God. No. See why I hate going to the stores now?
Yep. Shoot, I think T-Mobile, if you install their little My Phone app or whatever, part of that, the tab, you know, there's a tab there with its own built-in little Task Killer. They're pushing it. They're pushing it hard. Radio Shack, Best Buy, they do the same thing.
If it was a task manager, I might not be so upset, but, you know, you don't need ATK on these newer phones, especially if you don't know what you're doing. Especially if you don't know what you're doing with it. I don't use one. I don't need one. If an app freezes up on me, then, you know.
Yep. And that's the thing. People are going and getting them from the carriers, and, you know, a salesperson has been instructed, okay, if you hit this button, you can look at everything that's running, and, oh, if you don't need to use that clock, just tap it here and close it, and it's not running anymore, and your battery will work better. People that don't know any better are going to be back in 5 days. This phone's horrible. So, you know, but it's a losing battle. I mean, carriers have been told, and I know they don't listen to us. They don't listen to the average person because they have engineers. But I know there's been write-in campaigns and everything else to try to get it to stop, and it's not going to stop. So if you buy a new Android phone, come to Android Central and Phil will teach you.
You're paying me back. See what's going on here. Jerry's paying me back for the intro that will be on the recorded version of this podcast. So for all you guys listening live right now, you'll have to at least listen to the first 30 seconds of the recorded version when it comes out, because it's going to be funny as hell. So that's it for voicemails. Should we do a couple emails before we call it a night?
Works for me.
Let's talk to Steve. He writes, I've recently jumped both feet into the world of rooting and custom ROMs, so I figured, who better to ask than the Android geniuses? Turns out they never answered me. Wait a second. What happened there? So I now look at a bunch of you sorry saps. Just kidding. I listen to every show every week and love it. Keep up the good work, and I hope to hear back. If I don't, I'll start killing every baby seal every hour till you do get back to me. Was there a question in there? I didn't catch one.
I think this guy worked for me.
I don't know, but I like him. If he doesn't work for you, he should. Sorry, saps. Well, he knows us pretty well. He must work for us.
There might well be a question somewhere, but I wonder what I did with it.
Anyway, welcome aboard, Steve. Keep on sending those kind of emails. We love them.
Ah, I did cut it out. We wanted to know if we had a suggestion on where to get good custom ROMs for the Droid Ink.
Go ahead, Phil.
ROM Manager is what
there
I would use.
There you go. There's not a lot in ROM Manager yet.
Oh, really?
But the ones that are in are good, the good working ones. There's a lot of ROMs out there that you want to stay away from. You know, they just real buggy. But the ones in ROM Manager are pretty good.
There you go. Alex writes, I would like to move up to an Android phone soon. I am looking to switch carriers because of AT&T data plans. I have never switched carriers before, so this will be new to me. Verizon and Sprint are my two other choices. I live near Austin, Texas, so I do have 4G. My question is, because of the LTE networks, should I wait on getting any Android phones? Is there any way to find reviews of the services in my area? Because I cannot make up my mind on which company is better. Is it down? It's down to the Epic or the Dink. Yeah, I wouldn't wait for LTE. I mean, look, if you live in a 4G area, I'd almost certainly get a 4G phone at this point, right?
Yeah.
No brainer.
Yeah, because by the time you get a 4G phone on Verizon, you're going to be wanting something new anyway.
If you want, Mickey, what are, I was going to say Howard Forums, just for like good conversations about how networks are in certain areas.
Yeah, Howard Forums is fine. One of my personal favorites, it's a little bit smaller, but it I think has as good or better information as wirelessadvisor.com. And, you know, honestly, though, I would, you're in a pretty major area, so most of the carriers are probably going to work okay, depending, it probably is not going to really be that big of a deal generally where you travel. Though I would caution you and tell you to heed this advice. You need to talk to people who are on the network or networks that you're considering mm-hmm. switching to, especially people that are at the same office that you are or in the same places that you travel frequently. Obviously, maybe at your house, if you've got a neighbor, you can talk to one of them that's either got Verizon or Sprint and just get a lay of the land, so to speak, and try and get a good sense of how your phone is going to work. Because if Sprint is really good in Austin, but it sucks a lot at your house, you're not going to be happy. And so you really need to kind of figure that out. And you can't just say a general, what does this carrier do for me in this area? It's good to know, but most of the carriers are pretty good right now in almost every, you know, of every one of the top, like let's just say 100-150 major markets. And so you're not going to really have to think about it that much. So try and figure out in the areas that you travel most. And for most people, that's home and work. What works there, and it doesn't have to be the best, but just to make sure that it works, period. You know, and it's kind of geeky to do, but it's going to save you a lot of headaches. And finally, if you buy a phone, say you get an Epic, and for some reason it doesn't work the way that you want it to, take it back. Do yes. not stick Amen. With it. Get rid of it within the first, I think Sprint is 15 days, or maybe 30 days, I can't remember now. But get rid of it right away if it doesn't work. Test the heck out of the thing, and you'll be very happy for it a year down the road.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Last one, Jerry. All
right.
All you.
All right. Jonathan writes, since the Froyo update to my Motorola Droid, I've been having an issue with the phone when it is in the dock. Prior to Android 2.2, when on the charging dock, the screen would never go off. But now after the update, the screen will time out, which is extremely frustrating. I listen to podcasts at my desk all day at work. Nice job. And I hate that my screen now does this since I have to hit the power button, unlock the screen, and then pause what I'm listening to if I need to assist a coworker. I've checked settings and can't find anything to correct this. That's not good. What good is a multimedia dock if it locks your screen down? Phil, you got a Droid there? Anybody in the chat room got a Droid with a dock? Is this normal or is this just a bug with Jonathan's phone?
Sounds kind of buggy to me.
Yeah, because that doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, it's a multimedia dock. You should put it on there and it should stay on or, you know, display the clock or whatever, but it, you know, it's, that doesn't sound right. That's something, you know, maybe try, and I hate to always suggest this, maybe try wiping it and starting again.
But, you know, 007 in the chat room says that's not normal and he uses a dock.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Sounds
thank
like
you.
A bug or screen settings. Yeah. It sounds like a setting somewhere. I mean, but I don't know. I mean, it said he checked the settings. And so.
Narham there says, try leaving screen on while plugged in. Yeah, but isn't there a separate dock settings on the Droid? It's been so long since I've had one, and I've never used one with Froyo. Don't they have a multimedia settings section in settings as well for their dock? But that just doesn't sound right at all. I would double check your settings like everybody's suggesting, or you know, it's not been a year yet. Maybe ask Verizon if they have an idea what might be up.
That's an odd one. And anybody out there knows, email us, let us know. I got an email today. Somebody's like, how come you guys ask questions that, or read questions that you don't necessarily know the answers to? And it's for that exact reason. So somebody else can email in and answer them.
Other people.
And then we know the question. Yeah. Or then we know the answer next time.
That's right. We're lazy. That's what it comes down to. We've been podcasting for like an hour, 15 minutes. You really want us to answer every question? I'm kidding. And on that note, let's wrap it up.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's my job. Be sure to email us if you have any questions, podcast@androidcentral.com, or you can leave a voicemail at 888-468-6158, extension 222. You can also get us all on Twitter. The site is @AndroidCentral. Phil is @PhilNickinson. I am @TCPJ_Mickey. And Jerry is @GBHill. That's GBHIL. The entire show and site brought to you by the Android Central Store, found at store.androidcentral.com, or you can place your order by calling 888-468-6158.
Woohoo! It's good to have Mickey back.
Yes. We missed you.
I do what I can, you know. Try not to travel at least for another week. And then CTIA happens.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not going to that. Dieter's going to go for us, so we'll make the boss go do a little work while I hang out here with you guys and my new kid. So almost a month old now.
Predictions, Mickey. What do you think would be the big deal at CTIA?
I really think it's going to be all about the apps this year. I think they're going to. Well, here's the deal, and that's not really a fair thing to say. Like it's like a really solid prediction because the show is actually called the CTIA Enterprise and Applications Show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think
it's different than the one we went to in the spring.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's a lot smaller. I find it to be a lot more manageable, and it's more about networking. All the big vendors are there still, so you're going to be able to, you know, I'll spend time talking with, you know, Sprint and T-Mobile, and of course, then the hardware manufacturers, and there's a lot of software people there too, that are in hardware, like accessory folks that I like talking to as well. And so that's why I chose to go to this one. It's in San Fran this year. So it should be a lot of fun. If you happen to be there, send me a message on Twitter, TCPJ_Mickey, and maybe we can catch up. I'm only going to be there for about 36 hours, though. I don't have a lot of time for this year, but it probably may have an announcement or two. I know Sprint has something up their sleeve. I've got a meeting already scheduled with them following a media briefing that's going to happen there on the first day of the show. So we'll see what happens with that. But I'm not anticipating a lot of, like, you know, we're going to see like a Droid X or something. You know, I mean, it's not.
All right, guys, that's going to do it. I'm calling it.
All right.
Mickey, Cherry, thank you very much. Crazy Chat Room, thank you guys very much. You guys are nuts. Love you. That's it. See you next week.
Adios.
Take care.
Hey, Sneak Geek, you still out there? Are you listening? So Sneak Geek says we should say hi to his new fiance, Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
How's it going? You're really going to marry this guy, huh?
Yeah, think twice.
What were you thinking? Yeah. Oh, that's not good. Really? We can't do matchmaking in a podcast. That's not good.
Well, now they're already matched. We can congratulate the guy. We're allowed to do that.
Hang on. The big question, Sneak Geek's still in the chat room listening. The question is, what kind of phone does she use?
Uh-oh.
iPhone. I say iPhone.
Probably. Maybe BlackBerry. iPhone? Maybe BlackBerry. Waiting for it. Come on, man. Waiting on you. Come on, sneak geek. Kind of fun. Ooh, a G1.
Oh.
Good it's catch. Nerd love. It's nerd love. How about that?
Magic.
Oh, they have matching G1s. Oh. Oh, how about that? Oh, that's sweet. That's so sweet.
You can, like, trade them at the altar. God, I'm an idiot.
All right, congrats, you guys. There you go. Send pictures. That was kind of dirty, wasn't it?
A little bit.
Just because you brought it there. That's only fine.